It's evening, and with the night approaching, we start to think our deep and wonderful thoughts. A philosopher is absolute spirit expressing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, bringing you the absolute philosopher. A philosopher is absolute spirit expressing. Wow, what a mouthful. Absolute spirit expressing. What is the absolute spirit? Well, the absolute spirit is the ordinary spirit and the little spirit and the big spirit and the allness. The absolute spirit is just the is. The absolute spirit is every thought I could ever have. The absolute spirit is every thought that everyone else thinks. The absolute spirit is the allness, the isness, the whole. Wow, what a way the philosopher is absolute spirit expressing. I like to call myself a philosopher. So when I begin to express what's in my mind, in my heart, I am absolute spirit expressing. Now, what does it mean, absolute spirit expressing? What is going on when the absolute spirit expresses? What sort of life is expressing when absolute spirit is expressing? What is that sort of thing that's going on? Good question, isn't it? Very good question. So, I think in grand and beautiful thoughts. I think in noble and wonderful ideas. I think that all is in order in this world. All is in divine order. Absolute Spirit thinks those things? You bet. Absolute Spirit is those things. You see, it's like saying, here is the treasure chest. Here is the box in which we keep all of the valuables that we have in our family, the title to our property, the gold that Grandpa left us, the gold ring and the gold watch and things like that. All the things that have great, great value, but not really great physical value, just great value. We keep the little handkerchief that our daughter gave us when she first came home from school and said, Mommy, I made this for you. And it was her own handkerchief on which she had learned to embroider some beautiful words like, I love my mommy. Wow, that is a treasure beyond all measure. That is fantastic. And that goes in that box. And what else goes in that box? What else goes in that box is when we have said to our neighbor, you know, I've lived next door to many neighbors, and many neighbors, including yourself, gave me a lot of challenges. But every challenge that I had with you, I have grown into a better person, and I've grown to love you for being that part of my life and my growth. My neighbor, I think you're wonderful. I think you're just fantastic. And the neighbor, yeah, goes in the house and thinks about him. And the neighbor realizes that they too were blessed by the challenges that they shared and that they worked on and that they came to conclusions about and that they were master over. You see, absolute spirit is the condition of oneness and allness. It's a condition of being at peace. It's a condition of not needing anything, not wanting anything, but having everything. Having everything. Because whenever you put yourself in a position where you are expected to do something, the wherewithal to do it is there. The opportunity is there. The experience is there. Everything is there. I remember when I was first giving seminars in Germany, and Kurt Schweigart was my sponsor then and did a beautiful job. Since then, he's been sponsoring himself. He says, I could do it for her, but I could do it for me. But Kurt was a great guy. He is a great guy. I came over to Europe, and while I was there, he had leased me a beautiful Mercedes 450 SL. Convertible, top down, and the weather was glorious. And so We drove all over Germany and all over Switzerland and all over Liechtenstein and all over Austria and all over the pieces of France and Italy, giving seminars. He had scheduled me and others had scheduled me, and we had a wonderful time. We went to beautiful resorts. We went to beautiful hotels. We did everything. And me riding in this glorious Mercedes, just as happy as can be, brand new, and just for me. And I was the driver. And I didn't know my way around, but I figured it out pretty quick because I wanted to go there. And I just looked at the map and it said zing, zing, zing. And I went zing, 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 and I was there. You see, Absolute Spirit reveals to us whatever it is that delights us and fulfills us at any given moment. Absolute Spirit is the realization that we are all. Now, a point in speaking about the Absolute and speaking about the philosopher point of view, we often think that it has no desire to be human, to have a happiness set to about it, to have a sense of well-being about it. Well, I think that word sense of well-being is perhaps a very wonderful word for just what we mean. Absolute is the all, and the human is an expression of that allness. It's not the allness, it's an expression of it. And as an expression of it, we can express the allness in everything that's beneficial to us, or there are non-beneficial things in the allness, as you can readily understand. So we, as humans, tune in to our absolute allness and express all the beneficial things that are there for us. Now, I certainly like to think that that beautiful Mercedes 450 SL was beneficial for me. It was leased just for me. And he paid the insurance, he paid the leasing cost, he paid for the gas, he paid for the oil, he paid for the servicing, he paid for everything. But it was out of our seminar returns that it was paid, but he paid. And it was wonderful. I'm sure there was costs involved that never got taken out of our seminar returns when people came to our seminars and paid to attend. And that money was used by Kurt and myself for the airfare and all the other good things that took place. Well, you see, he made that available. He made his home available to me. He had several homes, in fact, and he made each home available to me wherever we were, whether it was in Munich or whether it was in Regensburg or wherever it was. And he's a fantastic guy. And because I created him that way, because he created me the way I was, we got along just fine. And life is like that. When you live in harmony with your absolute spirit, and you're flowing with all those things that are for your benefit and for your joy, then you are living in that glorious frame of reference that is so fulfilling and so rewarding and so magnificent that nothing can compare to it. The philosopher is absolute spirit expressing. And you are that philosopher. You are absolute spirit expressing. You are everything that your divine total beingness is. You see, it's the treasure house, the reality of ourself is the absolute. And out of absolute, everything is expressed. And we choose out of absolute all that is good. Now, that's from the human point of view. When we put aside all of the human concerns, when we put aside all of the needs and desires and wishes and wants and expectations of success or failure or wealth or health or whatever areas we're into, and let us certainly think that we are always into the positive areas, when we put them aside as desires or goals or choices and live according to our highest and best, live according to our divine purpose, our divine direction, all is in divine order, and that phrase has more power to it than we'll ever realize, all is in divine order, then We don't have to think, what car will I drive? What clothes will I wear? What words will I speak? We don't have to think, how will I have this relationship work out? How will I have that relationship work out? How will I work with this person or that person? How will I handle this condition in the world or that condition in the world? We will know all is in divine order, because we will be one as absolute spirit expressing, and we will be the consummate philosopher, wonderful, fabulous, joyous, marvelous, totally grand in every way. Have a great and wonderful evening as you meditate on these concepts, because they are you, even as I am you, and you are me. I love you. I love you. I love you.